أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. This is the next surah, Surah An-Nisa. It comes after Surah Ali Imran. And at the end of Surah Ali Imran, we read where Allah Ta'ala told us that we must have sabr, and then sabiru, a great extent of sabr that overpowers everyone, and also that we must make ribat and must fear Allah Ta'ala. So the last part of the last ayat was وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. The surah starts يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ, again with taqwa. In the surah, major part is devoted to matters of woman and which come forth from woman, that is, children are born from them, then the matters of inheritance, all those matters are discussed in great detail. Therefore, the surah is known as Surah An-Nisa, the surah discussing matters with regard to women folk. And because in this matter, lot of sabr is required, and not only sabr, but sabiru, that we overpower others in our sabr. Our sabr is extensive, and we make ribat also, and we have taqwa. That is when we will be able to live a life with, in a married life with woman, etc. We need all those qualities. And in this, the first thing Allah commands in this surah also, and not only to the believers, but ya ayyuha an-nas, O people, you must have sabr, you must have taqwa. So in order to have a successful marriage, a person has to work to develop taqwa. That is when he will be able to have a good married life, where he will save himself from sin. And one of the major sins in marriage is making zunam on one's partner, especially the man making woman zunam on the woman. Therefore, the first command Allah Ta'ala has given was that of taqwa. So a person must make effort to acquire taqwa, to have sabr. Lot of sabr will be required in the matters of the bringing up of the children also, and the tarbiyat, which is a very important aspect of to bring up our children in an Islamic way, and to teach them adab, respect. It comes in the hadith, the best gift a father can give to his child is adab, that he teaches him to have respect. It comes also in the hadith, ulama have written that before your child starts learning about deen, becoming a hafiz, first teach him adab. He must have adab of his ustad, adab of his kitabs, then he will be able to benefit from his studies. If he just learns without adab, which unfortunately is the normal trend today, then that knowledge also doesn't really benefit a person. A person, if he has adab, then that knowledge benefits him tremendously. So in the surah, where great commands of inheritance are also discussed, and in detail they are discussed also. All this has to do with these basic requirements. And Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqo rabbakum. Eh logo darte raho apne rab se. O people, keep on fearing Allah Ta'ala. That is not just at one time, but all the time have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, why must you have the fear of Allah? There are many reasons. Amongst them, Allah Ta'ala says, Alladhi khalaqakum. Because it is He who has created you. He is not only your boss, He is not only your owner. We are not only the slaves of Allah. A person has a slave, and everything of that slave belongs to the master. His time, his efforts, his money, it all belongs to the master. But in any case, the master did not create and make that slave. Yeah, we are the slaves of Allah. Everything of us belongs to Allah. Whatever we have has been given to us by Allah. And Allah is the one who created us also. And Allah is the one to whom we are going to return also. So therefore, we need absolute obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And in there lies our own success. If we want the goodness of life in this world and in the Akhirah, we should live a life of taqwa. Then Allah's great help is with us. So it is only logical that we have to have this fear of Allah. We must obey His commands. And then again, the other great aspect is that Allah does not benefit of this. We get the benefit. Allah has done all this for our benefit. Our worldly life will go smooth. Our maut, qabr, akhirat will go smooth. If we have this taqwa, we fear Allah and we obey His commandments. Yeah, in this world, if we have this taqwa, our lives at home with our families will be like a garden of Jannah if we develop this quality of taqwa. Therefore, the first thing Allah has commanded in the surah is that we must work and strive to have taqwa, and Allah made that clear to us. Logical it is, easy it is, because He is the one who created you. And when He created you, then it's only right that you obey Him. If we buy something, it is ours. We can use it as we want to. With this, Allah hasn't bought us. Allah hasn't hired us. Allah is the one who has created us. And Allah is the one who sees to every need of ours. Our food, our drink, our sleeping, our housing, our clothing. Everything Allah Ta'ala sees to it. It is just a test Allah made that it looks like we are doing all these things. But in fact, we are doing absolutely nothing. Allah alone is the doer of everything. We are seeing that everything in this world is working by the people in the shops, the factories, the farms, all the activity of the world. But in reality it is, Allah has got the malaika who are doing all this work. Men are just like puppets in front. It just looks like we are doing, but the reality Allah is doing. So in the surah, Allah has commanded us, the first thing is to have taqwa, and Allah showed that it is only right that you have taqwa and that you are going to benefit from it. All the great benefits you will get is for you in this life, in the akhirat as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.